Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
The principal of a school in Dublin has strongly criticised the way in which two boys from his school were deported this week on a flight to Nigeria along with their parents. Now, the boys had been in the school for 3 years. They were subject to what is termed enforced deportation. Well, Ciarán Cronin, the principal of St James's Primary School in Dublin, was speaking on Morning Ireland a little earlier, and he described how the school found out that the boys were being deported.
Back in March 2022, we enrolled 32 children that were living in the Red Cow Hotel. And a lot of those children have been moved around the country to different accommodations and things like that. But we still have 14 children who are coming in together. They all come in on the Lewis down from the Red Cow Hotel, and they come to school. And on Wednesday morning, they all came to school completely distressed, upset, visibly shaken by what they had seen at the hotel in the morning. They had watched as the family were, their stuff was packed up out of their hotel rooms, and they were put onto a minibus to be taken away. And they came to school then to tell us that that's how we found out what was happening.
Well, Ciarán went on to describe to Áine Lawler the impact of the boys' departure on their friends at the school.
We had to sit down with the two classes and explain to them that, look, your friends are gone. They're not coming back. It was so upsetting, And it was only yesterday, we have the school meals program in the school here, and one of the boys' lunch was left in the crate, and one of the pupils picked it up and said, where do we put this? And that's when the conversation really opened up, that the poor teacher had to explain, look, unfortunately, he's not coming back. And at home time then yesterday, pupils ran out in tears telling their parents that they're gone. That's the impact that it's having. They've lost their friends. They're looking to see if they have their WhatsApp, if they're online on their WhatsApp, that they can contact them, that kind of stuff. And they haven't been able to make contact with them since. So the children are so upset, but also for the children who are living in the Red Cow, they're all terrified because they think it might be them next.
Let's get more reaction to this now from Gary Gannon, who's Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Gary, thanks for coming in. I know you heard that interview in full when it went out earlier on Morning Ireland. What did you make of it?
That interview was devastating on Morning Ireland this morning. I don't think any parent, any person of conscience could accept that this is how we would treat children within this state. I get that we have to have an effective system of migration. I accept that deportations may play a role in that. I do not accept for a second that children should feel the consequences for what has been a state failure for a broken migration system. What happened in that school this week was devastating. We shouldn't be enabling a situation like that. I don't think it's worthy of who we are. And I think the minister has serious questions to answer about that was led to happen.
Well, the Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, speaking generally now, not about this specific case, about families being deported, he said it's essential that we have a response and a consequence for people who have been served with a deportation order yet do not comply with it. If we don't have response to that, if there isn't a consequence to it, then it's going to mean that the system becomes meaningless.
So the system as it is, as it stands at the moment, hasn't been suited for purpose. Those children in that school and others in similar situations have been here for 3 and 4 years. They've been in our school systems. They've been learning their language. They've been playing for the GAA teams. They've been embedded into the school system. The consequences that are felt there, and not only for those who are on the deportation flight, it's for the other 20 odd children who are in their class. It's for the families. That is an immensely painful situation. People have a right to come here and seek asylum. If the system, that they have the right to come here. If the system is taking too long, that is a failure of the state, not a failure of those parents who have the right to pursue an asylum.
So are you suggesting then that if you have been here for a period of time, let's say it's 2 years, because the system has taken that long to make a decision on your case, that you then should be allowed to stay even though you haven't been granted asylum?
What I'm stating very clearly for myself is that if there's a child in a school system at the moment who's gone through 3-4 years of their schooling system, don't recognise the places that they're being sent back to. They've been here for that long. That's a failure of the system. Surely we should take compassion into consideration here and recognise that a child who's been in a system for that long actually does have a role to play here. They shouldn't be punished for state failures and then have a minister, two ministers, actually blame it on their parents. That's a failure of the system. We all want a more effective system. Mm. We want faster processing, faster decision making. But that we can't do that retrospectively.
But then you're saying, Gary, that the parents should be staying in Ireland as well, even though they have been refused asylum and refused on appeal. Now, you can see that there would be people who would have a big issue with that.
Yeah, but there's also people who have a big issue around the other side of it too. Because, I mean, the parents, absolutely, they have a right to come here to seek asylum. The process took too long. I fully accept that. But we're in the process of taking that long. There are failures and the consequences that cannot be placed upon children who have been in the system. Mm-hmm. So we want to get to the same place. But we cannot get to a place here where children have been retrospectively punished for systematic failures. So I do think we need a regularisation scheme for children who have been here for a year, 2 years, I'd say a year myself. But if the system doesn't work at the moment, we cannot punish the children who are already here, the children in their class. We need guidelines for what happens. I mean, I was listening to another radio show yesterday where the principal was texting in to an asking the Minister for State to tell him, how does he explain what has happened to the children in his class? I mean, that is horrific.
Yeah, I suppose the other side, if you know, of speeding up the system is that you may have decisions being taken then that are not the decision that you might take if you had longer to deal with those cases.
Absolutely. So we do need an effective decision-making process. I don't believe what the Minister proposes in terms of 3 months will actually meet that standard. I do think we need probably 3 to 6 months for that. Mm. But the system what we have at the moment and the reality of what we witnessed this week demonstrates that there has been a break in the system, and those who have been found themselves kind of outside of that effective system shouldn't be retrospectively punished because a minister wants to look tough. I think this is an example of performative cruelty. The minister speaks about wanting to send a message to other people about not to come here because you will be deported. But the children on there who were sent onto that flight, their friends in their school, the other children who were in the Red Cow, they shouldn't be the ones who have to be the victims for a state looking right to look tough.
Like, the minister has said that he doesn't know the details of people who are subject to deportation orders. When he signs off on those orders, he doesn't know the specifics of the people who are involved.
Yeah, well, that's a failure of curiosity on the minister's part. We have a minister with responsibility for children. We're all signed up to obligations in terms of how we protect children in this state. That school that we're speaking of today, they talk about being trauma-informed in their classroom. Because the minister doesn't know, lacked curiosity. We've had 2 flights already where we know there was children on the other flights. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't know, he's purposely chosen and not to pursue. And
yeah, but then I suppose you could end up with a minister being accused of interfering in a process if there was somebody on that flight or on listed to go on that flight who he knew or who was in his constituency or who he had been lobbied about.
No, we shouldn't be asking the minister to interfere just because he might know somebody. I don't know anybody that was on that flight. I actually don't represent the constituency in which that school and those children were. I don't know that. But I do know that there are children in their system now who've come here, who had a right to come here seeking asylum, who have now been here 3, 4, 5 years and longer. And what I want the minister now to do is do an audit of how many children are under deportation orders, what roles are they playing within their communities, and is it right, is it fair, is it just, is it moral to actually send them back to countries probably to which they have no connection to anymore?
Well, you want to go further than that. You want an amnesty for people, for children in particular, who've been here for more than a year.
I want decency and fairness. I absolutely do, yes. I don't want to see a replication of what's happened because, I mean, we are now in a situation where the minister and the state are clearly trying to look tough. I don't believe that those children should be the victims of that. I don't. Can you imagine if that was any of our children in a classroom in which their friend has been taken away overnight? Mm. How do we explain that?
Well, perhaps there's a way it could be dealt with. You know, the communication with the school, it seems there wasn't any, that they found out about it when the other children from the Red Cow arrived into school and told them. Yes. Could that be handled better?
That could absolutely be handled better. But even think, for example, some of these kids might have been making their graduation from primary school over the next couple of weeks. We're about 3, 4 weeks away from the summer holiday. The excitement they would have for graduating, they're probably already practicing, they're probably already getting ready for that. That's taken away from them. All of this can be done better. But what we've done in the last day, a couple of days, that cannot happen again.
Mm-hmm. But you do accept, because you said at the beginning, you accept that deportations should happen.
I accept that deportations should be part of an effective migration system. Absolutely. None of us can step away from that reality. But how it's done needs to be done with fairness. It needs to be done with compassion. Where there are children in a system already for 3 and 4 years, we need to take into consideration that these children are already part of who we are.
How many people do you think might be affected by that amnesty that you suggest, Gary? Do you have a sense of that?
It's difficult to get the numbers. Just as I was driving across here, we're trying to get some sense of the numbers. So there is about 1,940 people with deportation orders that were signed in 2025. I don't know how many of them are children, but what I do know is this is not going to have a huge effect on our system in any way. They're already in our skills. They're already potentially be treated by our doctors. Mm-hmm. So the system as we have at the moment hasn't been fair, hasn't been effective. It's gone on too long. Do not punish the children who have been to the forefront of those failures. Allow them to stay here if they're already here. Don't uproot them and send them back to places to which they possibly have no connection to. They've come here for a reason.
Okay, well, if our listeners have anything to add to that, do get in touch with us. Our WhatsApp number, 0870 32 32 32. Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD, thank you very much for coming in. Coming up, what's happening with the electric car market as sales decline, and is now the time to think about investing in one? Plus, the Ryder Cup heads to Adair.